Are there any other roads in town that can only be entered and left at special places? They're not really interstates, but...
Limited access? You talk, no, we don't have any of those.
Okay. And what are the main streets for Mobile?
Government Street, Dolphin Street, Airport Boulevard, Dolphin Island Parkway. That's pretty new, the main ones.
Okay. And what is the difference to you between avenue, street, road?
The name that somebody assigned. There's really no difference to me. It's just that somebody called it that to begin with.
Okay, well, how about parkway or boulevard? Is that...
Well, I would assume that a boulevard would have a boulevard in the center of it. Airport Boulevard, it's got a center in the middle of it.
Oh, do you call that?
I'm calling the center thing a boulevard.
Oh, okay, that's okay.
Okay. Concrete, I reckon, just as well as grass, that, you know, it's the same thing.
Okay. Now, if you were on one of these smaller streets and there's a highway going over...
Overpass.
Okay. What do you call the part?
Underpass.
And is there a word for the thing that goes over railroad tracks? If you're driving over railroad tracks?
An overpass.
Okay, do you have a viaduct?
Okay, viaduct. Yeah.
Do you use that?
Well... Yeah, I've used it. Mm-hmm. I just forgot it.
Okay. What can you describe to me? What would it be to you?
A viaduct? Well, the only one that I really know about is over, and I don't go that way that often. It's downtown and sort of north. Mm-hmm. And it's over by the state docks, and that's where the L&N Railroad station mm-hmm. used to be. And, not L&N, but BMO, Baltimore, Mobile and Ohio Railroad. And there's a lot of tracks over there, and they mm-hmm. have an overpass, and I remember as a child it being called a viaduct.
Okay. Now, how would you usually park a car on a neighborhood street?
On a neighborhood street, next to the curb. Mm-hmm.
Is there a name for that kind of parking?
Not that I know of, unless there are other cars there, and then you parallel park.
Okay. And, besides parallel parking, in a shopping center you might park?
At an angle.
Okay. Does that have
a name? Not that I know of.
Okay. And what are the outlets for fire hoses that are along the street?
The outlets for hydrants.
Where would you park downtown?
In a parking lot.
Okay, what if it had several levels? What would you call that thing?
Parking deck.
Okay. And what are the tallest and largest buildings in town?
Oh, my goodness. There's a large building downtown. It's the tallest one, but I don't know the name of it. For a long time, it was the Waterman Building, and uh-huh. this one is new. You know, I care less what's the biggest loss, but that's not important. I don't know it.
Okay.
For me, anyway, it's not.
Yeah, what would you call a high rise?
That's what I call it, a high rise.
Does it matter whether, can an apartment building be a high rise?
Oh, or? Yeah. Well, in fact, high rise, I associate with the high rise for senior citizens.
Okay.
That's all, you know, that's all we have around here. We don't have any, real high-rise apartments.
Uh-huh.
Most of them are condominium-type things or just, you know, two-story jobs built out on a large tract of land.
Mm-hmm.
The only ones that we have that are high-rises are for elderly people.
Okay. Now, what kind of passageways are there between and behind buildings?
What kind of passageways? Alleys.
And what do you call an area in the city where buildings have been torn down and not yet replaced?